I'm delighted to welcome back to the program Cecile Lipworth. She's the managing director of V-Day, the global movement to end violence against women, founded by Eve Ensler. And we're here to talk about 1 Billion Rising, which is a global campaign that is having a huge worldwide series of events on Valentine's Day. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here again.
So what's it all about?
Well, 1 Billion Rising is a global campaign that Eve sort of envisioned when we were looking to celebrate our 15th anniversary, which is coming up on February 14th. And as we sort of started discussing how we wanted to show the wonderful victories that have happened over the 14 years that V-Day's been in existence, we sort of also realized that we wanted to show how far we still have to go. And sort of instead of just having this celebratory dinner for the 15th anniversary, we really wanted to show the depth of the issue of violence against women. And at the exact same time as we started thinking about this, the worldwide statistic came out that there were 7 billion people on the planet. And when you look at the United Nations statistic that 1 in 3 women on the planet will be raped or beaten in their lifetime, we really realized that that meant 1 billion women on the planet right now will be raped or beaten. And I think it's really hard for people to conceptualize what 1 billion people looks like. And Eve's vision was to show the world what 1 billion women looked like. And so we have invited 1 billion women and the men who love them to stand up on February 14th, rise up, strike, and dance to say no more violence, to saying we're here now, this is the time we want to end violence against women and girls.
And so what that looks like is a giant worldwide dance on Valentine's Day?
Exactly. It's a worldwide global dance. We have been so fortunate when people started hearing about it, everyone offered their services and offered their ideas and brainstormed. And an amazing woman named Tina Clark out of L.A. Wrote a song, which she's given to us, called Break the Chain. And then Debbie Allen came forward and said she wanted to choreograph a flash mob dance to it. And so between Debbie and Tina, we've got a dance video, and people around the world have been practicing the flash mob and are literally taking to the streets, to stadiums, to the European Union, to Parliament, the UK Parliament, to the streets of Manila, to dance on February 14th. And here we'll be doing our own thing as well at the Roundhouse.
So here in Santa Fe, we will be at the Roundhouse, inside or outside?
So here's what we'll be doing on February 14th. We have the rotunda booked from 9 o'clock in the morning, where they hold usually the press conferences that happen during the legislature. And we will have an hour where we're going to invite the community to come in and tell the legislature why they are rising. They're basically going to, anyone in the community is invited to come at 9 o'clock and give a testimony. Why are you rising to end violence against women and girls? And then at 12 o'clock outside on the East Concourse and West Concourse, we think we're going to be able to take over both concourses. We're going to be doing the flash
mob. So many people?
Well, because so many people are coming and people are just excited about this opportunity to stand up together as a community and say no more violence, especially in New Mexico right now. You know, New Mexico statistics on violence are pretty much mirror the United Nations. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 women will experience violence and sexual abuse and rape. And so, you know, in New Mexico, when you look at the population here of 1 million women, that's 250,000 women who will be experience violence. So we're inviting as many men and as many women as would like to come up to the Roundhouse at 12 o'clock on February 14th to flash mob and dance with us and say we're all here to stand up and say no more violence.
Explain to our listeners what a flash mob is.
Well, a flash mob is sort of a coordinated dance that everybody learns and does together. So we have a video online. There are some rehearsals happening in Santa Fe, various rehearsals. But if you can't make a rehearsal, there is a video online at 1billionrising.org that you can literally teach yourself at home. You come to the Roundhouse.
And it's not very hard.
It's not very hard at all. In fact, it's very sort of, Debbie Allen, 80s moves, square feet and lifting your leg. And it's really fun, and the dance, the music is inspiring. You'll come to the roundhouse, and as soon as we start the music, everyone will be doing the exact same moves at the exact same time. We had a fantastic video shoot last week with a group of women from Santa Fe Cares who are whose mobility is compromised. And so even if you're in a wheelchair or you're unable to stand and dance, there's some moves you can do sitting down, and they'll all be at the roundhouse with us on February 14th.
So this is 1 billion rising. Now, meanwhile, there are things happening all over the world, and Eve Ensler is going to be in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes, exactly. As you know, you've had Eve on the show many times, and we have this extraordinary center and community called the City of Joy in Bukavu, and Eve will be with the graduating class of the City of Joy, the fourth graduating class of the City of Joy, celebrating 1 billion rising, and they're dancing and rising and doing everything else that the world is doing on that day.
Now, I think it's very important to talk about and think about the relationship between all the different parts of a campaign like this, because it's, you know, here you have a public campaign with people all over the world dancing, and it's so energizing to know that you are part of a global movement to end violence against women, which basically means ending violence,
exactly.
I mean, ending all kinds of violence. It's also important to talk about the other kind of campaigns that you have that are very practical, that have to do with, I mean, starting rape crisis centers and sex education and places like the City of Joy, and real political things that are not just kind of symbolic, but they're people's daily lives.
Exactly. I think, thank you for bringing that up, Mary Charlotte. I think what we're seeing with this particular campaign is that it's allowed many, many women's groups who have been working on the issues for years and years and years to really galvanize and inspire others in the community who may never have known about the work they do, to support the work they do, but also to set a mission for what comes after February 14th, what comes after the dancing. And we're asking people to make a pledge to do one thing following February 14th that they pledge to do to end violence against women and girls. So, for example, you know, here in New Mexico, we want the legislature to pass the bills that are being put forward by the New Mexico Coalition on Domestic Violence and the Sexual Assault Coalitions, and the various bills that come forward. It's a concrete piece of what we want to happen. In the UK, the parliamentarians have just signed on to literally officially bring 1 billion rising into the language in the UK so that they can start implementing sex education in the schools. In India, with the recent issue of what happened in Delhi with the woman on the bus in Delhi, the women's movement there came together. Eve was in Delhi actually as that was all happening.
Good heavens, just by coincidence?
Total coincidence that she happened to be there. We had planned a trip for her for months, and it was that week. But the women's movement there was really moved and motivated and inspired to say, well, this is the issue. We really want to bring this to the fore now that women in India can no longer be treated as second-class citizens, and that we want our rights, and we want these things like rape on buses to end. And so I think it's really galvanized and inspired people to take whatever the issue is in their local community, their city, their country, and bring it forward to the highest possible levels.
Now, meanwhile, there are campaigns all over the place in which people, men and women in seemingly every country, are making videos and radio spots instead of expressing themselves, I am rising because. What are some of the highlights of that
God.
For you?
This has been the most exciting piece of it. Literally just coming, you know, waking up in the morning, going to our email boxes or going to the website and seeing the thousands and thousands of videos. Peru, every member of the Peruvian parliament, from the mayor of Lima to TV stations, to celebrities, to activists on the ground, are standing up and have got a huge I Am Rising campaign because airing on Twitter and Facebook and on the news and in the media. In India, it's been beautiful. They're making columns and columns, which are the patterns they make in the sand with rice. And this is all in honor of 1 billion rising. In Bhutan, they'll be lighting butter lamps on February 14th all over Bhutan. The Queen Mother of Bhutan signed on to say she'll be doing this. All 7,000 islands in the Philippines have signed on to say they are going to be doing a flash mob on February 14th. An Aboriginal group in Australia have taken over a football stadium, and they'll be dancing in the stadium on February 14th. So from the minute people wake up, you know, which will really be February 13th for us on the other side of the world, there'll be some kind of action going on, which is just a huge. Yesterday, Eve was in the European Union, and the members of Parliament and Eve all danced in the European Union to bring in February 14th. And they're trying to pass some really incredible legislation in the European Union towards women.
One of the things that's so important, I think, to analyze and look at is the fact that social norms change over time. In my own lifetime, which is not that short, but not that long either, I mean, I've been watching this television program called Mad Men, which was, I mean, this was the Kennedy administration. Kennedy is elected in the first season. And the depth of sexism and the normative nature of sexism in 1960 is so ridiculous looking to our eyes today that it kind of makes you think, okay, we've actually done a whole lot of work in the last 50 years. And if we've done that much work, we can do that much work again in the next 50 years.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing with this campaign is certainly that this could be a revolution for us. This could be our 60s revolution, where women are standing up and saying, you know, now that we've got all these hard-won victories of being liberated, we now want the violence to end towards us. That hasn't stopped. That's been continuous. And I think that is the big issue. You know, we really feel that violence against women is the issue of our time, because when violence against women ends, really, women will thrive merely than surviving. And when women thrive, the whole planet will change.
Well, I think there's this funny thing that happens when violence against women ends, violence against the earth also ends. I don't know exactly what the mechanism is, but that does seem to be the way it works.
Well, Mother Earth.
I know.
The Earth Mother. So I think it is. You know, I think Eve has often said in some of her speeches and probably on the show, when we rape the Mother Earth, and what we do to the earth, we do to women's bodies. It's the same dishonor we have. So I agree with you. I think that when we do stop raping and violating women, we will see the connection between what we're doing to the planet as well.
We're talking to Cecile Lipworth about the campaign 1 Billion Rising, which is happening on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. I think also, it's really important to keep in mind the fact that when you end violence against women or when you fight violence against women, men don't come out the losers. It's actually a win-win situation.
Exactly. I think, you know, we've spoken about this a little bit before, but I think what the patriarchy has done to men is just as harmful as what it's been doing to women, in that men have been taught not to be sensitive, to be emotional, to not to stand up when they see other men violating women, or to not to comment on that. And I think ending all of that will really help both sexes. It's not just about one. It's not about having a hierarchy of women over men. It's about coming together and working together on the issue.
Right, and having some weird thing called loving equal relationships, which have not always been possible, and which in many places still are not possible.
Exactly.
I mean, when you look at the rhetoric of what happened in Delhi, but that's a whole other conversation that we don't have to have right now. Cecile Lipworth is the managing director of V-Day, the global movement to end violence against women, founded by Eve Ensler, and 1 Billion Rising has a website, which is 1billionrising.org. And there's also a local website.
Yes, that's right. We're asking people to join our Facebook page, which is our website, and it's obrsantafe.org, and it will take you right into our Facebook page, where we're posting daily any updates we have, any rehearsals we have, and the schedule for what will happen on February 14th.
Wonderful. Now, is it possible for us to hear just a little bit of that, of the song you were talking about, the 1 Billion Rising song?
We'd love it. Break the Chain by Tina Clark.
Okay, here we go. Cecile, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte, for having me. I read
on my knees.